Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-22-038 regarding Mr. Eric Zumach. The time is now 10:04 on December 13th, 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to the case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves along with their title and their purpose. We'll go ahead and start off with board staff. Again, I'm Daniel Carthel.
Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
Thank you.
Orlene Loera, board staff.
Thank you.
Brandon Eaton, board staff.
Thank you. Mr. Donald?
Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, acting board counsel for the Board of Technical Registration.
Thank you, sir. And then our EAC members?
Peter Leeds, Enforcement Advisory Committee member and a home inspector.
Thanks.
Clark Booth, Enforcement Advisory Committee and home inspector.
Thank you. Mr. Waston?
Steve Waston, committee member.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Timpani?
Mark Timpani, committee member, home inspector.
Thank you, sir. And then a ledger? Ms. Martha?
Yes, that's us. My name is George Perrault. My wife is with me. Her name is Monique Perrault.
Thank you. And Mr. Zumach?
Eric Zumach.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Just a few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This becomes important so that when we go back to review the recording, we can know who said what. To avoid disruption, cell phones will need to be either turned off or placed on silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of the meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from the meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on May 12th of 2022 related to a home inspection in Phoenix, Arizona on or about August 18th of 2021. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material provided. At this time, I'd like to ask each committee member if they have done so and if they feel comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent or a ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and then if you can signify yes or no as to whether you are comfortable moving forward. Mr. Leeds.
Yes, I am familiar with the case and comfortable.
Thank you. Mr. Timpani?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Booth?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Waston?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from the executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is completed. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with a ledger, then going to respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will need to wait in the lobby and will be called in when it's time for their interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will need to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for their interview. At this time, I would like to call for a motion to enter an executive session. If I get a motion from a committee member.
Peter Leeds, I'll make that motion.
Thank you.
Booth, I second it.
Appreciate it. And we'll need to do a quick vote. Mr. Leeds?
Aye.
Mr. Timpani?
Aye.
Mr. Booth?
Aye.
And Mr. Wasden?
Aye.
Thank you. We're good to move into executive session. Mr. and Mrs. Peralta, if you guys would stay on the line, we'll start with your guys' interview. And then Mr. Zubak, I apologize, but we'll have to have you wait in the lobby until it's your turn, sir. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
I'm going to go ahead and end this recording for open session at 10:09.